Money. By the numbers this time, what did this whole project really take? They'd never really clarify how much time the remodeling project took. You see, towards the end of it, after it jumps forward 4 months, the contractors say, oh, we'll be done in 2 weeks. But he said that so many times, you know it wasn't 2 weeks later. And there's no way they finished that amount of work in a two-month period of time. But here's what it all breaks down to dollar-wise. The home at the beginning of the movie, they said it should have been listed at $1 million, and it was listed for $200,000. So they've saved $800,000 on this investment. This is a 14,000-square-foot home, according to the MLS listing of this property, on 5 acres. The property by itself is worth more than the home. There's no amount of money you could ever sink into this home and probably make it back when you're looking at owning 5 acres on Long Island. But they dump what we estimate, according to that time frame, 1986, where money was 130% less. So what would cost $2.31 today would have been $1 in 1986. Breaking it down just by average square foot construction of a complete remodel, obviously kitchens are more than bedrooms, etc., but you could tell this entire home is gutted and rebuilt. The average price per square foot in 1986 was between $3 and $3.6 million. Now, they only spent $200,000 on it, but still, if that's the best case scenario, you're $3.2 million invested into this project at a time it should have only been worth $1 million. Would the improvements add if they tried to resell it in that day? Sure, but you're not going to jump even in the time of this remodel. Let's say it was a year for that size of home to be completely remodeled. You're not going to recoup that kind of money that was dumped into it. You need the time of real estate investment, a long time. It would have taken 15 or 20 years for the property and home value to reach a point they could have ever recovered their money back. That's just the home. Remember, he started this movie $2.9 million in debt. He's doubled the amount of debt he has, and the movie has a happy ending. There's a wedding scene, and everyone's joyful. There's $6+ million in debt. You really think that's a happy ending? Sure, the wedding day was great. How long do you think they stayed happy? They woke up the next day and still had to figure out, how are we going to pay $6 million? And selling the home wasn't an option. Again, they would have had to wait years to recover that money. The one redeeming factor at the end of the movie that gives you a little bit of joy is the dad that left the son in all this debt is seen paying for a house in cash from the same person that sold Tom Hanks this money pit, is now selling the dad another home you're only led to assume is a big money pit, and his dad is now suited for this fate that Tom Hanks went through as well. So there's a little bit of poetic justice at the end of the movie. Now, what does that relate to in today's dollars? You're talking an estimated $7 to $8.4 million on the high end for this type of gutting job, with today's building materials, the value of the dollar, the cost of construction, the overhead is incurred by a general contracting company. It's a beautiful home. It's a beautiful property. And it takes a lot of work to climb $6 million out of debt. But we're not even taking into account the cost to maintain this now that it's done. The size of that yard and the maintenance that this size of home requires, we estimated almost $20,000 per month. Yes, it's a movie. Yes, it's for entertainment. Yes, there's things in this that are so outlandishly creative that probably never happens in real life. But what does happen is people ending up in these money pit situations because they don't heed the warning signs and what their gut is telling them. You know, you always hear about the contractor getting the bad rap. If people wouldn't hire a bad contractor, we wouldn't have bad situations like that. It takes both parties making bad decisions, one being a scam artist of a contractor, and second, hiring them because you're trying to save this little bit of money. No scam artist contractor finishes the job the way that it finishes in this movie. So when you're looking to invest in your home, remember this. Every single minute you spend picking that contractor, putting your budget together, and executing the job will pay off in the end. A minute saved up front is going to save you 10 minutes behind. And even if that takes you 6 months to put a project together, if that takes you 5 years to put it together, I remember remodeling a contractor for a gal who had saved for 32 years for this project. Whatever that time takes, it will save you in the long run and it'll protect your investment. These are our homes. This is where we live. It's the biggest single investment any of us will ever make. And when you get just the slightest gut hunch that something's not right, listen to that gut hunch. It's there for a reason. You may find out and prove it's wrong later, but don't ignore it. Spend the time to figure out, why is this red flag here? Why is this annoying me? There's a reason. And whatever it is, probably going to cost you money if ignored. We'll see y'all next Saturday right here at 7 o'clock sharp. If you have questions in the meantime, it's 1-888-767-4348 or Rosie on thehouse.com.